Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for May 25th to 31st, 2013. Hamas rejected an economy-based plan by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to revive the Israeli-Palestinian talks. Meanwhile, Israeli military continues to break into Palestinian areas and detain Palestinian civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. In this week's protests, Israeli soldiers attacked the anti-war protesters using tear gas and chemical water. As a result, six people were injured and one kidnapped by the troops. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya reports.
Protests were organized in the village of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank, in addition to the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and the Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, and Al Ma'sira village, southern West Bank. At the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the wall. Soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and chemical water on protesters. Six people, including two journalists, were slightly injured by Israeli troops' attack on the weekly protest at the village of Bil'in. Many more people at both Bil'in and Na'lin were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby village of Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers attacked the villagers and their supporters before leaving the village. Soldiers used tear gas against protesters. Later, troops invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the village of Kfar Kaddoum, Israeli soldiers stormed the village before the protests started, attacked residents, and kidnapped one international supporter. Meanwhile, Israeli troops attacked the villagers of Al Ma'sira and their supporters at the village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and buttons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Khumsiyya.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 73 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 41 Palestinians, including five children. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura has more.
This week, Israeli troops' arrest campaign targeted the cities of Jenin, Ramallah, Bethlehem, and Hebron. Invasions were also reported in the Gaza Strip. On Monday of this week, at dawn, local sources have reported that extremist Israeli settlers defaced 15 Palestinian cars and punctured their tires in Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem. Similar to dozens of similar attacks, the settlers wrote racist anti-Arab and Palestinian graffiti. Also on Monday in occupied East Jerusalem, dozens of Israeli settlers illegally occupied two Palestinian stores near the Al-Aqsa Mosque in the Old City part. Four Palestinians were slightly injured after Israeli soldiers invaded Al-Khadr town south of Bethlehem and clashed with local youth on Tuesday morning. Later in the week, several armored Israeli military vehicles invaded Al-Aqaba area in Beit Hanina, north of occupied East Jerusalem, and surrounded a home before demolishing it on Wednesday. Soldiers also demolished a Palestinian-owned car repair shop near Jerusalem on the same day. In the Gaza Strip this week, several armored military vehicles invaded on Wednesday morning Palestinian farmlands east of Al-Buraj refugee camp in central Gaza and opened fire at Palestinian farmers, forcing them out of their lands. No injuries were reported. Meanwhile, the Israeli Navy continued this week to attack Palestinian fishermen near the Gaza coastline. On Sunday and Monday of this week, Israeli forces opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats that were sailing within the 6 nautical mile limit of Al-Waha Resort in the north of the Gaza Strip. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas refused the American economic plan to revive Palestinian-Israeli peace talks. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is to name a new prime minister for his West Bank government. The details with IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari.
Representative of Palestine Liberation Organization in Washington, Ma'ani Arikat, denied this week reports suggesting that a meeting between Israel and Palestinian officials is set for next week. He maintained that there is no such a planned meeting and that negotiations between the two sides are still stalled unless Israel changes settlement policies on occupied Palestinian territories. A few weeks ago, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said that both parties would take serious decisions towards peace in the region. Kerry was visiting the region and offered a new economic plan that creates a way out of current peace process impasse. At the internal Palestinian level, meetings between Fatah and Hamas representatives in Cairo came out with some sort of agreement on kicking off reconciliation deadlocked since Hamas has taken over Gaza in 2007. Mustafa Barghouti, head of Palestinian Initiative Party, believed that this week's meetings were fruitful and both Palestinian political rivals are about to agree on a number of outstanding issues. In the West Bank, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is set to name a prime minister for his government. Some sources within Fatah Party believed that President Abbas might not head the cabinet unless Hamas and Fatah reach a conciliation deal. Meanwhile, resigned Prime Minister Salam Fayyad will walk out once and for all this week. The US-backed Fayyad resigned following pressure by Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC News, Gaza.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for May 25th to 31st of 2013 from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Fassis and me, George Rishmawi.